Usually, when we execute a subpoena, we bring it into the courts the day of the trial. And they are then placed into the jacket of the case that is on trial, or cases.
And by jacket of the case that is on trial, you mean the files, this folder that contains the papers of the case, including the process, which includes the return on the process, correct?
Right.
You make the place on the back of the subpoena for the return, if
not, that is correct, sir.
And then who keeps that jacket, y'all? Give it to Sheriff's Office, you give it to District Attorney, or does it clerk keep
it? I cannot answer that except under the hearsay rule.
Yes.
swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help me God.
I do.
Both sides may cross examine.
Please state your name.
A. Blackwell, criminal court clerk of Shelby County.
As such, you serve this court among the others of this county as clerk.
I, along with my deputies.
Yes, sir. And your deputies in this court are Mr. Lee Porter.
Costa, K-O-S-T-E-R, and Tony, T-O-N-E-Y.
This is Mr. Costa. What's his first name?
Charles.
And it's Tony?
David.
Thank you. That's it for my keep the guy in front of Mr. Clerk. Now, you probably have been more concerned with the law regulating the office of the clerk than any of us here, even the judge. Would you tell us whether or not you know what the statutes of the state of Tennessee say with regard to your duty as a keeping in your capacity control and under your supervision the documents incident to the trials and cases, including process for witnesses and returns thereof?
Keeping the custody safekeeping at all times the records of all of the records pertaining to the trial of cases in court.
They're kept in your office under your supervision by your clerks, including these and others.
That's correct.
And that your files are public records for any concerned citizen who might want to see what the records reveal. They're there for that purpose, aren't they? That's what
they are.
And if I came up there and asked to see the subpoenas that I issued or that stated they should, you'd pull them out and show them to me.
I would.
Will you tell us whether there's been any return of a subpoena in this case or the setting of the case originally set for November 12, 1968?
Yes, there has been a return. After talking to Mr. Stanton, Mr. Stanton inquired of me at first. Then I checked back. I told him at the time that I had not received the subpoena. But after checking with Mr. Stanton, I checked with Charlie Costa and David Tony. The subpoena was returned that day, but upon request of the Attorney General for the purpose of them informing their witnesses not to come in at this date, the subpoena was turned back over to the Attorney General's office.
And do you know which of the assistants the Attorney General received that?
I believe Mr. Beasley.
And then at the present time, this subpoena with the return thereon does not repose in your capacity control, but in that of the Deputy Attorney General Beasley and or any other of his associated attorneys for the prosecution.
In my knowledge.
That's all.
Quite a few
lit claims,
is that correct?
That is correct.
In your tenure of service as the clerk there?
Yes, that is correct.
It's
my concern because we like to collect the cost on the subpoena at the end of the term to bill it to the state.
One of them not being up there, that's just one of many, would you say, Mr. Black?
That's correct.
You ask to be all the time to get the assistance to turn in the subpoena to you, is that correct?
Yeah, regular and often.
And who is no longer in the case, and as a result of the contract. The whole contract is in a flop. The whole case, there's a misunderstanding, and there can be no meeting of the minds, and therefore no contract, no interpretation of the contract that supports it, no application of its spirit to any acts or conduct or funds that might become available, except and without a meeting of the minds, and which would call for a meeting of the people. Now, within the, in other words, here's a man on trial for his wife, with a possibility of obtaining funds with which at least a legal defense might be presented and perhaps his life is saved. We realize that this is an unusual situation. We realize that the rules and regulations governing the unusual situation, both by the sheriff and by the court itself, just took in making a personal comment, Your Honor, if it's indulged to that extent.